Let's head up now to Mineral Point, Bertram Financial. This is brought to you by and sponsored by Bertram Financial and Michelle Bertram. We're going to talk with retirement planning expert and author. Michelle helps you create your dream retirement using her dream retirement process. Hey, Michelle, good morning. Hello to you.
Good morning.
All right.
Nice morning out there.
It is. It's starting off nice. We're talking about rain again this afternoon, but that's okay. We'll take the rain for now. The farmers aren't pushing the panic button when it comes to getting in the fields yet, so that's a good thing. Let's talk retirement. What are you thinking about today?
Yeah, so we just did our power hour last Friday, and we talked a lot about just kind of what market volatility is, the history of it, kind of the different definitions, because we know that this year's been a little bit volatile. And so we went through that, and we went through a couple things that I think would be interesting that a lot of people maybe haven't thought of or haven't considered, and that is really a couple of risks that really affect people in retirement. And the biggest one is sequence of return risk. And so what that really means is when you're younger and you're 30, you're 40, and you're working and you're contributing, ups and downs don't really affect you that much. You kind of, if you leave it, it'll come back. And granted, it's always better to have better management. It comes back faster. But, it doesn't affect you as much. But sequence of return really talks about that the order on which bad years happen when you're close to retirement. So if you hit a big loss early in retirement or right before retirement, it can create conditions in which your portfolio just can't come back from. And that's what they call sequence and return risk. And so we really went through that a lot. There's even been, we've talked about this for years, but just recently you've seen articles even in the mainstream talking about the sequence of return risk. And so we cover that in detail, as well as the other articles we're seeing a lot about is the 60-40 portfolio, 60% stocks and 40% bonds. Well, that's often been thought of as a conservative or quote-unquote safe, portfolio. It's having the worst performance that it's had in a long time. And so that is one of the things we also covered. And really it's because that while the market has been volatile, the interest rates are going up, which affects bonds and especially bond funds. And so we really talked about that too, gave away some good information and good insights on resources on all of that. And so if you missed our power hour, you want to go back and watch it. It'll be, if you go to our website at creatingyourdreamretirement.com, you'll just be able to go under the resources and click power hour. And if you click there, you will be able to get a recording of it. And so I would encourage you, especially if you're listening and you are in retirement or you're approaching retirement and you haven't heard about the sequence of return risk and really don't know what that is, you really need to watch that power hour, learn more about it, or give us a call, because this is a big risk that could very much affect how your sustainable your retirement income plan is. And
yeah,
because make sure you go on there and assess that.
Yeah, because you've been talking about, as you say, for years, saying that just as important as your annual rate of return is your actual rate of avoiding loss when the market goes down, because back in 07, 08, 09, in that area, many people instantly lost about half of their market value and then had to build it back. It takes a while.
Right, and I think one thing that, the market, 2020 went down over 30% too, which is categorized as a bear market and probably the fastest recovery in a bear market we've had. But we did go through the history of that where that's not normal. After 08, it took 5 years for the market to get back to normal. And so if you think about it, you had, let's say you had $1 million just for using easy numbers and you're taking off, $50,000 a year for income. Well, now if your portfolio drops to $500,000, that's 10% you're taking out. So you have to make 10% just to keep even every year. You're not even making back your losses yet. And so that's why sequence of return matters a lot in retirement. I know that might be a big example, but it's easy round numbers to kind of go and explain. So you really want to watch that, because it is, as we've talked about, Scott, before, a big risk in retirement that not a lot of people are talking about. And is what you mentioned on the risk, not just the rate of return, but the downside risk. We actually went through a portfolio risk report, things that you could see off of Morningstar or another third-party kind of software, and to really figure out what your downside risk is. And so we walked through that, and, of course, always make that available For any of our listeners here, that we'll do that risk report for you so you actually know what the risk is in your portfolio.
There we go. That's Michelle Bertram. Thanks, Michelle. At Bertram Financial, Mineral Point, servicing the entire region. And again, you can take a look at the Power Hour. It's up on demand. And all you have to do is connect with Michelle. Check out her blog and free resources at creatingyourdreamretirement.com. creatingyourdreamretirement.com, or you can call 608-987-1511. Bertram Financial, Mineral Point, servicing the entire region.